again.
Okay, go, go, go.
She needs a plug.
I'm like, I've got the weakest bladder.
Sorry, I piss myself at the gym. From having kids. It's so embarrassing because none of my friends have kids. And so we're doing star jumps the other day and I was like, oh my God, literally just weed my knickers. Like, it's gross.
I peed myself on the sofa.
Welcome back to the United in Motherhood podcast with me, Zoe Young, and today's legends of a guest, Jen and Gems from Palmyra Sandals, Australia. They're besties, sister-in-laws, business owners, and the ultimate soul sisters. Before we get into it, I'd better let you know that today's episodes address some topics that may be triggers for some. If you or anyone you know is struggling, seek support. I've left a few resources down below. Now, this is Jen and Gem's story, not yours, not mine, and as women, we must respect and accept each other enough to know that we are all doing our best. The United Motherhood podcast, YouTube series, and the community in its entirety is just that, a safe space for us women to learn from one another. Alrighty, let's get to it.
Alright, let's get into it. How are you feeling? Are you nervous?
Yes, very.
Gem is not. She was like, I've got this down.
Gem's like, I've got this down.
I'm like,
give me the microphone. It's like the first time I podcasted. So this was the mic. I kept going like this. I kept holding it. But not even that. Toby was like, he was watching me because I was doing it myself. And he was like, it looks like you're like holding a dick. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I can't not like... Yeah, I can't not hold it.
That's fine. Well, I don't feel nervous anymore.
You said the word dick, everything's fine. So fine. But let's go into who you guys are. So your sister-in-laws, business partners, and most important, best mates.
Yeah.
Talk us through, we're going to have to take turns on this because there's three of us today. Who are you? Like, where'd you grow up? Family, how'd you come into each other's lives? Just start your story and you can jump in on top of each other.
You go first, Jen, because you met my brother.
Yeah, that's
so
probably
you
a good
were the
place
that was the start of the journey for us.
Yeah, so 13 years ago I met James.
13 years ago, wow.
Yes, yes. Old bitches.
So I met James, who is Gemma's brother.
Mm-hmm.
In London, just turned 21.
So you guys weren't friends before?
No. So we're from different parts of the UK.
Oh my gosh.
But James and I were working in London on the international floor in a brokerage, and that's how we met. I spotted him on my typing test.
Who spotted each other first? Was it you?
It was kind of like
mutual.
And this sounds
didn't
really
do
pathetic.
James Bond on you? Like,
no, this
hey
sounds
babe.
Really pathetic, but I went in for my typing test and we literally...
What is a typing test? You know, how many words per minute or something?
Yeah, yeah. I think I had to do like Wizard of Oz or something. And I had to copy. I failed.
I would fail hard.
They reloaded it three times and I failed each time. But James was kind of like over the office and we kind of locked eyes. And then 2 weeks later I started. I don't know how because I failed it three times.
So you got the job?
Yeah, I got the job.
People person.
Yeah.
You talked your way in.
Yeah, yeah. And then, that's the story, basically. So I met James, and then after dating for a few... It wasn't even that long. Like, I met him at the end of November. And, yeah, like, I'd met James in...
Did you meet, like, pretty quickly?
Yeah, like...
Yeah. And did you hit it off?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I remember what shoes I was wearing.
Yeah, I remember.
That's so funny.
Were they? They were the red... With
polka dot, yeah.
That's so funny, you remember your shoes.
Yeah.
And you're known for, like, shoes now. Well, a bit of everything, but...
Yeah. And so that was that. And then, obviously, so it was, like, my boyfriend's sister.
I know, because you know how rare that is, like... Not rare, but it is to be close with your, like...
Yeah.
Partner's family is a really beautiful, kind of unique thing. I think a lot of the time, like, in-laws are the ones that you're not...
Yeah.
Love my in-laws if you're listening. But it's the ones you don't, like, pick up the phone if something's wrong, like, you call your sister or your brother or your mum or whatever. Yeah. But you guys are, like,
close.
So close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Closer than close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's basically how we met,
that's
didn't
how we met,
And what were you guys doing before you found each other? Like, what was your life? Where were you at? Where were you living? So. Your insurance broken?
Yes.
This is Jenny, by the way. I have to keep saying, like, Jenny, Gemma.
The nervous one, he didn't want to talk, so now just keeps talking. Yes, so Jenny. I'm from Essex in England and was living in Essex and then working in London.
And Gemma here. Yeah. So I was in London as well, and I was working, I was doing sales for a cleaning company.
Wow.
All over London, doing quotes and selling. Yeah, selling cleaning.
Fun.
Glam.
Fun.
Yeah. Sussex, from Sussex, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. I grew up in Brighton.
And how far is that from Essex? Because I have no idea. I know the only way is Essex.
About an hour and three quarters.
Okay, so quite far apart.
In England, far apart. In Australia, not so far.
Because
Australia is huge. But in England, that's quite a long
distance. True. I don't venture very far, though. I'm like a non-Aussie. Like, I don't go out of my, like, bubble. Because you guys have come 2.5 hours
yep.
to get here.
Yep.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. So you picked up your life. So you've come, what brought you to Australia? Why did you come here?
Oh, that's a really good story. Okay. You can tell this one.
Let's speed this up. So, okay, where do we start? Right. So my mum at the time worked for Virgin Atlantic, and my brother had just decided that he wanted to look at jobs in Australia,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. So my mum got him a free flight over to Australia.
Go, mum.
I was working in London, very single, probably a little bit, wasn't sure what I was doing with my life. And my brother said, look, why don't you come with me? I had a friend over here on holiday. So I did.
Hang on, stop. It was on Valentine's Day.
This is Valentine's Day.
Throw that
so
in there.
I left my flatmates, who were all having a single party on Valentine's Day, and I went to jump on a plane to Australia with my brother.
Cute.
Now,
you would look like a couple going on a holiday.
Well, we totally did. Yeah. So when I saw this guy in the lounge before we boarded the plane, I was like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. And
is that your husband? Okay, yeah. I'm like, it's random.
Yeah, and so we met on the plane.
Oh.
Weirdly, on Valentine's Day.
You didn't have like a Mile High Club moment, did you?
No, we didn't.
You're not. Did you have a cheeky cash?
Yeah, they were basically having a few bevies at the bar together.
Oh,
yeah,
I had
to very loudly point out that I was with my brother and not my fiancé.
I think
already.
James got grumpy and went to sleep or
James
something.
I am single. He's related to me. I think you're hot.
I think so, pretty much.
Go away, brother!
Yeah. So that's how we met. And my husband is Australian.
Oh.
He was coming over to surprise his mum.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but he was living...
But he lived in the UK.
Oh, that's so random.
Yeah.
In Brighton,
which is where
you grew up.
Which is where I grew up. So we just very quickly, you know...
Hit it off.
It was like full on, like, romance.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
He was really sweet back then.
I wish I had a story like that. I love my husband, but, like, they're, like, that's like a movie.
Yeah, I know.
Literally, right? Like a movie.
Someone needs to write a book on this.
Yeah, it's Virgin Atlantic, if you want my story.
Come and buy it.
So
I love that. Where were you?
I was still in London partying
were
on
you
Valentine's
dating?
Day with my best friend.
Yeah, I was dating James,
okay. But I was working and...
Had your own shit.
Yeah, so he went over to Australia with Gemma and I remember it, myself and my best friend Rachel, we just stayed at our, mine and James's flat in London and we just went out partying while
just
these
got
two
drunk.
Were... Yeah.
Was he just going for it? Like, he wasn't staying?
Job interviews. Okay. So he was... You were over for, what, a week?
Yeah, we were over for a week and he ended up taking the job, didn't he?
Yeah.
You and he moved over quite quickly to Australia.
Yeah, really quickly, like within...
A couple of months
we moved.
So you knew if he got a job you were coming?
Yeah, like I remember him coming home from work and I was like in the bathroom and he just said, oh, you know, if it came off in Australia, would you go? And I was like, yep.
And but you loved him.
But everyone was like, oh my God, Jenny's such a home bird. Like, she's got so much family, she'll never leave. And I was like, oh, if it doesn't work out, we'll just come home.
Yeah.
So we came over here for 9 months originally.
And now, is this home?
10 years later.
Okay. And you're staying, right? Like, is this your forever?
I think I always say for now, because I get a bit wobbly if I think about it too much, but...
You're an in-the-moment kind of guy.
I am. However, saying that, South Coast has just completely stolen my heart from literally the moment we drove there. I was like, this is where I want to be.
Yeah. So they've just recently moved to the South Coast. How long have you been there?
4 months.
Four months, that's fresh.
It's very fresh.
And you love it.
Yeah.
We love it.
My cousins are from down there, and the lifestyle just seems beautiful. Like, it seems beautiful. Is it hard having a business down there? Like, in regard, a lot of your stuff in Sydney? Or
No. I think for us, you know, we've had the 5 children. We've not done all the events and lots of network. You know, it's just been business and children. Well, we can do that anywhere.
Yeah. And a lot of your stuff is overseas, right? Like your suppliers and your, they get made overseas, your product. Can we talk about Palmyra?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell the peeps listening, what is Palmyra Sandals?
So, Palmyra Sands Australia. So, do you want me to tell you where we started?
Take us on a journey. Yeah, okay. I love that.
So, we were both living in Sydney. I moved over here with my husband very quickly afterwards, well, about a year afterwards. And Jenny and I spent quite some time in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Jenny was doing insurance, and I was actually doing a fashion certificate 5 at FBI Fashion College.
My mum went to FBI.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She had like a 40. She turned 40 and had like a crisis and was like, I'm going to go do fashion. Yeah. And she did it. Yeah. So proud of her. Yeah.
So amazing. I did that, but at 28. I was like, oh, shall I see if I'm any good at it? And so,
of course, you'd be good at it. You should see what they're wearing. They look fabulous today. They always look fabulous.
I didn't feel like it. There was these young whippersnappers, and they just got it. And I was struggling with it. And it was really only towards the end, when it came to actually producing the collection and making the clothes, that's when I felt really hard, didn't I? I wanted to make every single piece.
But what you did was amazing.
Thank you. Well, Jenny basically helped me.
Well, that's probably why the business came about. You're like,
I think that was the real seed of it all, us working together.
Yeah.
And then when I finished it, I said to Jen, look, do you want to do something together? Should we come up with a label? And that's when Lourdes came about. Okay,
so
originally.
So Lourdes is your other business baby.
Lourdes is our other business baby.
Which was our names, wasn't it?
That was our name at the time. It was Gemma Taylor, L-O-R.
Okay.
Linda Taylor, and Jenny's maiden name at the time was Aldis, D-I-S.
So, Law.
Oh, I got it. I get it. we thought we were really clever
as well.
But it's also a really cool name. Like, it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, really I liked it.
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah. And it's good stuff. I've stalked your Instagram.
I've never seen it.
We
were originally going to do our own thing, but very quickly after that, we went back to the UK because Jenny was marrying my brother.
Dun, dun, dun. No, it was good, it was good.
And then I think you better take over because this is where it
Jenny. So I was having my hair cut by the lovely Jenny. Another Jenny, who I always see when I go back to the UK, and she had a pair of amazing sandals on, and me being like a little magpie, I was like, Where are they from? And she said, oh, they're from Palmyra Sandals. So I was like, oh my goodness, I love them. They're amazing. I was used to the Avarca, which is the type of sandal it is.
Because they're quite, in Europe, they're worn a lot. You grew up in them.
Yeah, so we knew them.
Yeah, so it's a traditional Menorcan sandal, and they're made on the island of Menorca. But I'd never seen like these glittery pair, and she had a black glittery pair on. And I remember she was cutting my hair, and I like messaged the girls. She was like, go on Facebook and message the girls, like Lisa and Tracy, who had Palmyra Sandals. So I did. And I was like, I need to grab some of these shoes because I was getting married the following morning in the UK.
Oh, you want to?
But then I was leaving again for Ibiza because I got married again in Ibiza. I was only in the UK for a really short time. So I was like, girls, I need to get a pair of sandals. So Blair's like, me, my mum, and my mum's dog drove. And we went and, we went to their house and got some sandals and was talking to them, and they're just gorgeous. And
it's so lovely to see your passion. Or, like, you're still telling the story from however long ago, and you're so excited.
I know, it was lovely, and just hit it off with the girls straight away. And their mum was there, and my mum came in.
And the dog.
Yeah, and the dog. So it was lovely. And I ended up buying my husband a pair as well. So I bought like 5 pairs of these sandals and then left. And then I just couldn't sleep that night. I was like, oh, they're just lovely. Like, it would be lovely if Gems and I could like bring them over to Australia. And so, cut really a long story short, I went and got married in Ibiza, and Gems is one of my bridesmaids, and I actually wore the silver glitters, yeah. didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah, when my feet were hurting me. So we were there, like, dancing to Head Candy and, like, silver glitter palm earrings.
Oh, my God, I love that. That's the best.
And then came back, and I remember saying to Gems, Gems, like, do you want to come and meet me for a tie? And we're like, William Street in King's Cross. I remember like, yeah.
so well.
And I just said to Gems, like, we were talking about the shoes, and I said, like, do you think we could do it together and, like, speak to the girls to see if we could bring them to Australia? And then that's kind of how it happened. And
were just, they open to you?
Yeah, like, yeah, they were lovely, wasn't they? And we just got, like, this, like, amazing relationship with them. And
I love seeing you guys feature on each other's, you've got a really beautiful relationship.
Yeah, well, we are really good friends, and it was just an instant connection, wasn't it?
Well, we're kind of similar. I mean, okay, we're sister-in-laws, but they are two sisters, very, very close. Like, we're sort of
sister-in-laws, but you guys are like, I don't know how to describe it, you are... You said you get, like, referred to as one person sometimes, but you are, like, one.
We've spent a lot of time
together. Yeah, that is something so special. You found your best mate in family? Like,
Cool. Oh, don't start crying. I need tissues.
No! I got to get the tissues.
Oh, gender's tissue! But, yeah, we... and then we just formed this relationship, and then we bought, like, 40 pairs over, and then it went really well, and then we just started designing... Right, and then that's when we formed Primera Sandals Australia. So we're separate, but we're not separate. We sort of work really, really closely.
It's collaborative, but
yeah, your own. And we do our designs and stuff.
Because you guys pick everything I always see you doing your like working days, usually over a wine or a tea.
We're picking fab,
and you guys go over as well.
Yeah, we do, and I think. Because of our relationship, the way Palmyra Sandals started in the UK, it's one of the girls' husbands is from the village in Menorca.
Oh, that is so cool.
So it's his best mate's dad that owns the factory.
Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful. Just,
working with them, like, we would have found it so difficult to work with the factory from here. I don't think we would have been able to do it. So everything that we even knew, we come up with new forms. Mm. We came up with glitter backs on the sandals and... everything we do, we work with the UK girls. They relate to the factory. They're like, how can we make this happen for the girls? So they very much support us, and
they find us leathers
See, that's a beautiful story as well. Like sometimes
that without them, we wouldn't have it.
Sometimes the best things come from the strangest of places. Like this started in a hairdressing salon. that is the most beautiful story, and it's one of those things. Like sometimes people, you know, think, oh, nothing's ever going to happen, but You could just be tying a shoe and bump into someone and absolutely. Something happens. So it's just taking those opportunities and running with it.
And it's lovely. The four of us are really, really close. And obviously David as well, Lisa's husband.
I was about to say, who's David? Yeah. Where did David come from?
It's really lovely. And we haven't been able to get over there that much because we've had the five children.
Kids. Let's go into that. Five kids between you. So, do you want to say, you know, Jenny and talk about your kids and Jem talk about your kids?
You go, Jen.
Go, Jem.
Okay.
Go, so, girl.
Yeah.
Jenny here again. I don't even know where to start. Yes. So, Betsy Bluebell.
I love that name.
She is 4.5. Well, she's turning 5 at the end of January.
Going on 18.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she came to the event and she was so cool.
Yeah, she...
I wanted to be her friend. Yeah, that's so weird.
I know she's mine and everyone says it, but she is really my bestie. She keeps me in check, put it that way.
Is Gemma here? She tells me stuff and I have to Google it to see if it's right. And she is always right. Like,
She's something special.
Yeah, she's a cute little one. So there's her. And then I've got Albert, aka Bertie, everyone calls him Bertie, who is 2.
Okay.
And he's just the stress of my life. I adore my little prince, but
we need a zapper, don't we? We need something to just stop.
A leash
child. He doesn't stop. He gives even me.
He's a sneaky, silent little monkey.
I don't
know. That's my 2.
I feel you on that though. So Blake is my 2nd and love him to bits. He's the best thing ever, but he's hectic. Like, he's climbing, he's running away, like, he hates getting his nappy changed, she'll kick me. He does what your birdie does, I breastfeed him, and he nipple cripples me on the other side, and if I get up, if I say, no, stop, he will cry and get so upset, I'm like, just cripple me.
I've constantly got two chafed, scabby nipples, because Bertie is
my nipple stays downwards, because he's constantly, like, twisting it down, I'm like, can you just not, it is so not sexy by any means.
I've got a little terror. But yeah, Jen's has got three.
I do.
Three little terrors, but the best.
Yeah.
Talk about your babes.
So I've got Flynn, who's 4.5, and he is a force to be reckoned with.
Is it boys?
I don't know.
Because you've got two boys, and no.
Very different.
No, yeah.
Because then Artie came along, and he's a the totally coolest different kid. Ever.
His name's Artorias for a start.
That's cool.
He's just going to be a free spirit. Like, Flynn is my eldest, is so. He needs attention all the time. If he doesn't get it, he can't deal with that.
Yeah.
He's actually a really deep soul. He's incredibly loving. He'll come up and say how beautiful you are, or what you're wearing is just so. Oh, mummy, I love the lipstick you're wearing.
Oh, you know, I love him. He's a smooth little dude.
Yeah, gets it from his dad. He knows exactly how to get to people. But then Artie just doesn't care, does he? No. He's just cool as just a cucumber.
So cool.
Yeah.
He's just so cool.
He'll love being down the South Coast. It'll be in his little, like, cool.
He's only, like, 2.5, and he just oozes cool, doesn't he?
So you have a 2.5-year-old, and...
A ten-month-old. So Romy, wow, she is
fully walking at like 9 months or something.
Well, 8 months she took her first steps.
Okay.
And
she was just into life.
She was in there, and she just launches herself off our couch. It's unbelievable. And she just headbutts the floor and just finds it hilarious.
Oh my god!
Like it.
She gives me a heart attack.
I bet she's a really sunny nature, but she is a go-getter.
Yeah.
And she's going to give a boy. She's going to give the boys a run
for
their
money. Where does she get that from, Gemma?
I have no idea.
Auntie Jenny? Mummy Gemma?
She's like, those boys are 10 years older than me. They've got nothing on me. I'm going to do it anyway.
But it's kind of, because she's your miracle girl, right? Oh, let's get into, let's talk about your, like, you want a tissue?
Yeah.
Jen's getting ready. But let's get into, like, how you fell pregnant. Can we share, like, the beautiful story that you guys shared off mic. Talk us through becoming mummies.
So, it all start. Well, Jem here. We tried to conceive for a few years. I think it was going on nearly 4 years, and it wasn't happening for us at all. And we decided to start IVF. And we were really lucky, actually. We got pregnant first round. The first egg that was put back didn't work. And then the second one they put back did work. And I got pregnant for the first time. The week that I found out that I was pregnant, Jenny came round and I just took one look at her and I said, "You are pregnant." Yeah. And she just looked at me. She was like, "How do you know?
How did you know?
I don't even know."
She's mystic leg over here.
No, you guys are soul sisters. You were like in each other's bodies.
I literally walked in the door and she just said it to me.
That is so cool.
But I don't even know how I knew. So... I think we worked out we were due a day apart. Like,
that is insane. Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were about to do our first at-home Palmyra party, weren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do little parties.
Yeah. So we both knew that we were pregnant, but when we went for our 7-week scan, we had our scans booked exactly the same day as well, but in different locations. I went back to the IVF clinic and then you had to book in somewhere.
You were just down the road.
Oh, that's where I had my scan. Is that the Sydney ultrasound for women or something?
But unfortunately, mine was a miscarriage. They couldn't find a heartbeat. So I was going to lose the baby. I knew I was going to miscarry in the next couple of weeks. And that was part of a very difficult period for us both, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was very, very difficult. And I think so many mixed emotions, because I think you would have found it really difficult, Jen, because obviously you know, you were grieving for me as well as
trying to celebrate.
Trying to celebrate, and
I yeah, and we had just started Palmyra, so
it was such a shame that. For us, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
It was such a shame, because we were celebrating.
Doing it together.
Yeah. And it was a really long journey for Gemma and Bren, and then for that, you know, we were just so excited. It was all happening together, and it was just a really difficult time. And then, obviously, I was still pregnant.
Were you on edge? I know that sounds weird, but...
No, I wasn't on edge, but unfortunately, I was suffering HG, so I had this whole weird head...
That was
mind thing going on, because obviously I was still... I was super-duper grateful that obviously I was pregnant and everything was going well, but then I was just devastated for Gemma and Brent, and obviously that was a niece or nephew for James and I, and that was really hard, but then I was having a crap time in my... So I was almost, like, battling in my head, because I was really happy that I was pregnant, but then I was incredibly sad, but then I was incredibly sick.
Yeah.
So I didn't... Yeah. I didn't enjoy my pregnancy at all. And like we touched on it before, I don't really talk about being pregnant with Betsy.
Yeah.
Because I just found it hard. So it was just a really hard time, wasn't it?
It was. And I think I really wanted to support you, but I had my own shit going on in my head. And it was just that constant battle. Jenny was so poorly.
Yeah.
So poor. It was awful for her. And yet my headspace was just so devastated. I was just so utterly devastated.
You tried so hard for that beautiful baby.
Yeah.
And then your best, she's like your sister. Like, she's your everything. And to be trying to be there.
Yeah.
But then also mourning what you've lost and celebrating what she has.
Yeah, right.
It's so weird.
And then you're still trying to just
get through
carry on with every day.
And the business as well.
And the business and... You know, like our husbands, and obviously that's Gemma's brother, and it, like, yeah, it was just, I don't know, like...
It was difficult.
Yeah,
times,
we never really talk about it, but...
Do you think we've even really talked about this? Like, this is, like, probably the first time we've even talked about it.
It's probably something, in a way, without even, subconsciously, you've sort of buried, because it's...
I think so.
It was hard. Yeah.
And there would just have been so many emotions in there.
I can't even imagine.
No.
And also you were here in another country.
Yeah.
And you were each other's family.
Everything.
Like you were it. Like you were you and sick the whole pregnancy?
Yeah.
The whole time.
She was so ill. Yeah.
So were you like doing the biz? Like,
oh my God.
Because this is what I'm going to talk about this later as well. But like the juggle of the one beautiful thing is you guys do everything for each other. So when you're sick, you're there. When you're sick, like, you're there. Yeah. Last week you were sick with Gap, you had, and you were there picking up the pieces, but it was, you do anything for each other.
And we do.
Well, you don't even think about it, do you?
And I think that's why we work so well together, because we'll tend to put each other first.
We
really will. But at the time, we were trying to launch this business, and we were doing it through Facebook, and we were doing Palmyra parties as well.
Yeah.
So we used to host, or we used to incentivize someone to host a Palmyra party. We used to give them a free pair of Palmyras. They would invite their friends, and we would bring all the stock over.
Well, it's like a Tupperware party.
Chuck all the stock in the back of Jenny's Mini and go off to these Palmyra parties. And then 4 months later, I found out I was pregnant again. I'd done another round of IVF, and I found out I was pregnant.
Did you get straight back into IVF because you knew...
Yeah, straight back into it. Okay. I knew I was, once I was on that path, like I was just going to keep going.
Yeah.
But I got sick.
Okay.
So I didn't have HG, but I was really sick until 24 weeks with Flynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the both of us,
we
used to get ourselves up. We used to do the Bondi markets. And we knew that we had to make this work because... You know, we weren't working. We weren't bringing money in. At the point, Jenny had given up a very good job in insurance to pursue this dream. And we were kind of at this stage, we were like, right, we've got to make this work. So we used to get ourselves up so sick. It just, that feeling.
Yeah.
And we'd have to get up at 5 a.m. We'd get the boys to load both cars up with all our stock.
In the summer in Sydney.
In the summer. And they'd drive us. And then because we were the newest at Bondi Markets, we were
picked
right at the end of the line. So we'd have to stand there. And then
I was just...
It was just awful, was it? We used to take it in turns to go and be sick in the loo. Like,
that's how bad we were.
Yeah, and I just did. So sick. And just like so all of my energy was just to keep it together for those few hours. And then I'd just go home and just literally just want to die.
Yeah, see, I was like talking to Britt and Britt Noonan and I are quite good mates now off the back of, you know, what we've done. We've just really connected and... Hearing about HG, I've never been through it, so I can't, I can't relate to it. But it's, she said, it's not even the physical stuff. She said that's bloody hard. She said, and you, like she had organ failure and like all this stuff that people don't even realize. Yeah. 15 liters of fluid. Yeah. Like you're nodding your head. You're like, yep. But it's the stuff, the guilt. Like she said, post giving birth, it's been makes me cry because I feel for you guys like. The post stuff is like to work through it and her feelings that she had towards the baby, she said is the hardest thing. Sorry, Britt, like sharing a story again, but you did talk about it. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, it is really, really hard. As awful as this sounds, I was not excited.
No.
At, like not one iota. And I think there was guilt there as well because Jems and Brent had lost the baby and yet I was still pregnant and I was just like, this is...
Yeah.
I felt like I was just being poisoned every single day of my pregnancy.
Yeah.
My body and my mind.
Yeah.
It was just incredibly dark, very, very difficult. James tried to understand as much as he could, and I think we touched on it earlier. Yeah. And, you know, it'd be great if guys could share stories and stuff, because 5 years ago, no one was talking about HG. No.
I didn't even know
even
what it was.
Even my obstetrician.
No. Did you know what it was?
I had never heard of it until Brit.
Well, my mum had had it with me. So
but
I
you didn't know the term.
No.
How do you even say it? What is it?
Hyperemesis gravidarum.
Gravidarum, yeah.
But look, my mum had a terrible time in me, so I knew of that, but I just remember going to the obstetrician, like literally stopping the car about 20 times because I just didn't, I just thought I can't get there and sitting in front of him and just saying, I can't stop being sick. And I was rapidly losing weight, but he would just say, the baby's going to be fine because the baby will just take whatever it needs from you. And, you know, you've got these people saying, oh, where's your bump? Like, where's your bump? Where's your bump? Constant, like... constantly you need to be and support the baby. And he just he made me feel like, and he wasn't a bad person, he was just very old school. I don't think he understood it. He basically just said I had to get on with it. So I never once went to the hospital.
But not just that, made you feel a bit guilty by telling you other stories of other women, so you just thought I've got to
I don't have a life-threatening illness or
And you've never been pregnant before either, so you trust the advisor. Like my OB listens to my stuff, and she will be cringing.
It was just a really difficult time, and I think because it wasn't labelled as anything, I couldn't explain it to anyone. And even my husband, he'd come home from work and be, you know, I think he would find it hard that I was just constantly in a really dark place. And
do you think he thought you needed to kind of pick yourself
I think people are like, just have a shower, get dressed, make yourself feel better.
Have some Panadol.
Nothing
helped. You couldn't even try because no one was
I'd have
giving
water
you.
And then I'd just be sick.
Yeah.
And then I just remember having these sickness tablets that were, like, I don't even know why I tried. Like, I couldn't even keep them down, and it was just...
Was this the whole pregnancy?
Yeah. I was still being sick in labour.
And
I remember the
midwife... How did you even labour? You'd have no energy.
I remember the midwife, and it was not a good labour either. And I remember the midwife saying to my husband, oh, it can happen, them being sick, like, in labour. And my husband just said, oh, no, she's been like this the whole time. And they were like, right, okay, she needs to have fluids. And I couldn't keep anything down whilst in labour, and I had some tests and stuff after Betsy. But, yeah.
The physical damage on your body, though, if you didn't have fluids put in you, like from an IV or whatever, being in hospital, like...
But I think as
Are your
well,
organs okay?
I don't know. Like, I think like,
I'm functioning.
I'm functioning.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you just get on with it because you're...
You're made to feel like you have like you're made to feel like,
because Gems had it as well, by the way, like Gems is you had it with Romy.
I had it with Romy. He's 10 months.
Okay. And you were sick with Flynn.
I was sick with all of them.
Okay.
But with Romy, I was very sick. I was in bed for 4 months, hospital for 4 months.
Did it bring back memories for you, like seeing her like that?
Yeah. Like my heart literally was breaking for her every day because I just thought,
you knew,
I know what she's going through and I can't help her.
Yeah.
But I think the difference between Jenny and I though is. I had her. She understood what I was going through. And I think so much awareness. I think so much awareness. Well, not so much awareness. We need to do a lot more. But awareness had grown by the time I had HG. I think what's so awful for what Jenny went through is no one held her. No one said to her, you've got this. Like, no one explained to her husband or to say, like, she's very, very poorly.
Yeah,
she needs help. This girl should be in hospital. Oh, she should be not only supported physically, but mentally.
Emotionally.
Because you feel like no one understands.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't long ago that people thought it was in women's heads.
Yeah.
They thought it was a mental illness.
Which
they
must piss you off beyond belief.
I mean, like,
it's offense. It's like the highest
form of
offense.
Oh, it's mind over matter.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys did it. Literally blows my mind. But
you birthed Gemma's second son. You get, like, not birthed.
No, I didn't birth him. I just caught him.
Can we talk about that story, though? Like, that is amazing.
Yeah, so...
You've seen her inside out, girlfriend.
Literally.
So cool.
So I was 41 weeks pregnant with Artie, and I'd had contractions on and off since 36 weeks. So I was I was ignoring contractions by this point.
Didn't take it seriously.
My eldest, Flynn, had been in and out of hospital, and he was quite ill with, he kept getting bronchiolitis.
Oh.
So he had breathing problems. So
that was so stressful.
It's so stressful. And it had got so bad at one point that he ended up in intensive care. Yeah. So we had to be really on top of it. So every time he got breathing issues, we had to take him in. I was due to be induced the following day, and Flynn's breathing had gone downhill. So I was going to be induced on the Monday, and on the Sunday, we took Flynn in for his breathing.
It was so stressful.
I had to make the decision whether to go ahead with the induction or what I was going to do. And the nurses all at the hospital, and in fact, the doctor said to me, he said, you need to think about the other baby as well. Brent, your husband's got Flynn here. We're going to look after him. You go home, you get some rest, and then you can have the induction tomorrow. He wasn't particularly bad. Flynn wasn't particularly bad. They just wanted to keep an eye on him and his oxygen level.
But still being a mama, like, to have to not be in hospital. Yeah. Like, I couldn't be with Heidi the other week because I had to be at home to breastfeed Blake to put him to bed.
Mm.
Could have been there, but I really had to be. But
yeah,
I just lost it.
Yeah, because
it's like, that's my baby.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you've
And how like, old was Flynn?
He must have been 2.
Yeah.
No, he was 18 months.
So you went home.
So I went home, and I got home about 9 o'clock, got straight into bed, and I woke up about midnight, and I just felt strange. I can't explain it. It was a pressure. Went to the loo, got myself back into bed, and thought, I can't really sleep, so I'm going to go and... Well, I went and got in the bath, but because... My labour with Flynn was so long.
Yeah.
And I was told not to come to the hospital for so long. I had in my head that I needed to be...
This long journey ahead.
It was going to be this long journey. So I got myself in the bath and I thought, oh, I feel a bit funny. Like, maybe I'll call Jenny. So I just texted her, but she was up. Luckily, you're up feeding Betsy, weren't you? And this must have been, 1 o'clock? I text you. And she said, look, I'll come round. At least I'm there.
No, it's about 20 past one, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it was quite late.
And at that point, I started to feel really like a strong contraction coming on out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I rang the birthing suite. And she said, darling, are you on your own? And I said, yeah. I said, do you think I should come? Like, what should I do? She said,
how the hell are you going to get yourself there?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. And she said, I think you should come now. Like, I think you should come. and very must have been quite soon. Oh my god,
your husband
must have
been so stressed. Well,
He didn't know.
I thought I was just going to go around to have a cup of tea with her because she felt a bit funny. By the time
I
put
gut
the phone down,
well,
I must have. Yeah,
I'll tell. Yeah. So I went downstairs, unlocked the door, and then went back up into the bath
so Jenny could get in.
So Jenny got in. For some reason, I don't know. Oh no, I'll say that in a minute because it'll be part of the story. But
yeah,
you got upstairs, didn't you? And I said, look, the midwife, they've said to come in. So we went into, she got me out of the bath, went into the bedroom, and I was like having a full on contraction. And I just couldn't really move. And then it
you
finished.
You were in full blown labour.
Yeah.
Yeah, like full blown.
Full blown. And then it finished, and I said, hey, listen, I said, when this finishes,
we're gonna
run to the car.
She weren't running nowhere.
I said that. No, I had my knickers on, didn't I? Did I have my knickers and top on? I don't know.
She had knickers and a top on.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to run to the car like that. I just said to her, we're going to have to go.
You're in the moment.
In the moment. So that finished. I took two steps.
Stop.
And I just went down, didn't I?
Yeah,
and I was
fourth.
Like, I need to go to the loo. I need to go. She's going, you don't need to go to the loo. I was like,
it's
need
not
to
the
go
loo
to the
you
loo.
Need.
Oh.
And then there was a moment we looked at each other, didn't we?
We knew.
This is game on. This baby's coming.
And there was this
moment. Did you call?
Well, I had already had a baby, obviously. I'd had Betsy before. And I was pregnant myself with Bertie.
Oh,
I was four months behind Gemma. So
But think about this. Pregnant lady delivering pregnant lady baby on the floor. Yeah.
But you know, I just took one look at her and I said, right.
Oh, I wish I was
think
a fly on
we
the wall.
Need to call 00, triple zero, not double.
Double zero.
That would have got us nowhere.
If this happens to you, triple zero.
So then, yeah, we made a call.
And did they guide you, or like, how did?
Yes,
like, what did you do?
So the lady was lovely. She just said to me, "Oh, you know, like, what's happening?" And I explained, but it was like literally the seconds were going, and she was really lovely. But I said, she said, "Oh, just don't let us sit on the toilet. Just hang on, ambulance." I said, "Look, I've had a baby. This baby's coming now. Just tell me exactly what to do. Like, just tell me exactly what to do." So she did. And then Gemma obviously did what she had to do.
Were you on all fours? Like, how do...
Can we go through? I'm saying something to Jenny and I'm doing a very different thing.
So her body was taking over.
That we need to go. And I'm taking all my clothes off and I'm getting myself in position as this is...
That happening. Is just mum life, though. Like, you sacrifice everything. Were you calm?
Oh, she's cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, it was fine. And she was on the landing and she was just hanging on to the baby gate. Like, on her knees.
I wish you had a picture of this.
This is a movie. Yeah. This is a movie.
But this sounds like it's a really... This is only a few seconds. This has all happened in, like, 5 minutes. This isn't a long time.
How quick
about.
Until he was there? Like, what were you doing? Where were
your hands? It was, like, three pushes and he was there.
And you caught him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah. She was like...
No, but at
did
one
you
point,
get the placenta?
No.
So the ambulance had arrived by then.
I was going to say.
And we needed to get... They wanted to get her to the hospital because we were in Maroubra Beach at the time. So really close to Ramwick. So they wanted to get her to the hospital for that.
But they weren't there for the birth, were they?
No.
Was it magical though? Like you got to
catch
your nephew?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
On your
I
pregnant belly? Like,
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, I was 4 months... So I was 4 months behind Gems. But it was literally amazing. But all I... wanted to do was just get them to the hospital.
Make sure she's okay.
Get her to deliver the placenta because I know obviously.
Yeah,
things. Make sure she was like you were in quite a bit of shock as well.
But
so I just wanted
thing.
To get her to the hospital.
Where was your husband?
Right.
Did you call your brother? And
no.
Like...
So he had no idea about this. He had absolutely no idea. Because obviously
right?
this
is it your brother?
No.
Oh, your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. He didn't even know he had another child earthside.
No.
I didn't even have... No. I put my phone... So it wasn't like I had my phone. It just happened so quick.
Oh, my God.
And then
well,
I wasn't
you must
thinking
have known because this is what I held back on.
Yeah.
As she walked in the door, she actually... You'd locked it, hadn't you?
Just,
but as
I
she
think,
walked
with the kids,
past
I
the kitchen, she saw some Panadol or something on the side. She just picked it up. So as I'm going to start pushing, I'm like, oh, my God, have you got any pain relief? And she just pulled this.
That is
nowhere.
I do.
Oh my! I was gonna say shoved it in my bum.
My bum.
just shoved it in my mouth. And then, but that of course.
That. Oh my God.
I'd had the baby.
Was he up on your chest and everything?
I don't even know. But
yeah, I literally just grabbed Artie. Was I holding him? Yeah, I just, because the paramedics were downstairs. Yeah.
Okay.
The paramedics were downstairs, so I ran down and let them in.
So I could hear them banging on the door while I'm pushing. But obviously we couldn't go down to let them in because
I'm birthing a baby.
Yeah. To be honest, we wasn't even, we were just...
You're in your own world.
So then they went to the hospital and...
Did you go with Flynn?
So I went to the hospital and then we rang Brent and was like, hey, number two's here.
Literally.
So I went across the road.
We couldn't get hold of him. Nah. We're calling his mobile, but his mobile's fallen down while he's got, because Flynn was sleeping on him. Mm. So his mobile's fallen down. So we had to get the midwife to call the other end of the hospital.
You know, the children's.
To get one of the nurses to go and tell him.
Your baby's here.
So I ran over to the children's hospital, took Flinny, congratulated Brent, and then he went to the...
Was he just like, what?
Yeah, he was shocked.
Women's hospital. Yeah. So
I think it took him a while, actually, to get his head around it all.
And then it was all...
A whirlwind.
And then I brought Flinny got discharged about 10:30. And then the office at the time was at the bottom of Jem's house. And I went into work about 11 o'clock and was like, morning, girls. They're like, oh, yeah, it's Jem's going to... I was like, oh, no, the baby was delivered last night upstairs. Right, so if we got... And carried on with the day.
This is literally just mums, right? Like, I feel like there's so many hats that we wear and so many things
happen.
We didn't
have time to really...
We wouldn't even have thought of that. Oh,
well, I had to go to baby. Work.
We just carry on. Did you go in with your blood jumper on?
Yes! Oh!
Yes!
Yes!
Are you holding still bloody with your blood jumper on and then went into work?
Yeah, because I had nothing to put on, did I? It was so fast. It wasn't like we're talking half an hour. This was
That's the most magical story, though. That is something that is just so cool. When I was giving birth, my sisters and my mum like, can I be in the room? I was like, no. But you were there. You literally...
Yeah.
Saw it all happen. Was it so cool to see? I'm obsessed with birth.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Literally amazing.
And you're quite like that anyway. Jenny, I mean, you've always had animals. But do you know what I mean? You've seen puppies being born and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it did. Like, I wasn't... Yeah.
You weren't rattled.
No. No, it was fun. And she knew what she was doing. She didn't need me to do anything. Do you know, I didn't actually.
She needed you there in that moment, though.
She had it down pat. But then, so that was super fast. And then, she had this amazing birth of Romy.
With a water birth.
The day after my birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You guys are so, there's so many things in your story that are just, mind blowing. Yeah. What? Yeah. What? Yeah. What? You need to write a book one day.
Yeah.
So many things.
So much to talk about.
And so many ideas. You were just saying, the mum life in you right now is, it's a season of your life, but you've got so much stuff going on, that you want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's finding the time.
Yeah, yeah, we just get bubbles of excitement all the time. And you asked this actually off Mike, and so many people say, how do you manage the business and manage the babies? But for us, really, we've always had both.
We don't know any different.
So we don't know any different.
But you don't only have one business. Businesses. Yeah. We were trying to work out how many you have between you and your husbands, and it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. And look, we put Lourdes on the back burner because Pamir already took off, and...
Yeah. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah.
It grew overnight, didn't it?
Yeah. So that was just super, super fast. So, Lourdes, but now we're starting to get back into it, and I don't know, I'm not having any more babies. Jenny here. Don't know about Gemma.
It's your turn. You're done?
Yeah.
After that pregnancy, I wouldn't do it.
You were so poorly, wasn't you?
Yeah. And I've got enough. I feel so complete.
Content.
Yeah.
And you really have, like, between you there's five, but you've also got businesses. Husbands have businesses. They're babies. Like, they need nurturing and growth.
I know everyone's, you know, this self-care thing, but it's time to get a little bit of ourselves back.
It is a bit,
self-care is such a buzzword and it's so annoying, but it is so relevant.
I don't want to be like,
no, but it is something like,
just to get a little bit of ourselves back. Because we really have, isn't it? Yeah, we really have sort of chucked everything with the children and the business, and it's probably time to say hello to my husband and
hey honey,
and just sort of get Jenny and Gemma back and
which is
do
so important.
Things that we want to do, like we're so brimming and we're so excited brimming.
But I love that, like, that without even, like, this is your advice I think as well, is like, you thrive in your businesses, you thrive as mums, and you have combined them both, and it's so important to fill your cup. Like, so many people say, oh, you need to take me time, and I'm like, this is me time.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I love being here. I love getting into my emails. I love being creative.
It's got to be that fire in your belly.
And you've got it. Like, even when, like I said, when you were talking about the start of Palmyra, like, you light up. Like, it's in you. Like, that is in you. And I think that's something that it's rare, but it's really cool when you find that. And
even being together, like, we get ridiculous, don't we?
Yeah,
we just get so excited. Then we just start being dumb and...
It's so lovely. You can get giggly about stuff and get excited. And we're really excited for Lourdes as well. Yeah. And that's...
We'll link everything down below. So if people are hearing, like, what's Lourdes? What's Palmyra? What are Jen and Gems? Like, I'll link it all down below so you guys can check it out. Go and have a look.
Yeah.
But in regards to you two, Jen and Gems is your, like, just about you guys, right?
It is. And I think because we were so busy and it was just such a crazy ride that we went through.
Crazy growth too.
Crazy growth. Yeah. We went from 10 orders a week to selling out 600 pairs in 24 hours.
That was insane.
So we had to manage that and everything that comes with that. We didn't have processes in place. We just had to automate everything. So that's taken us a long time to
spend a lot of time on Google.
But that's YouTube.
Beautiful thing. Like, people don't realize that you are two young mums behind this business that is grown so quickly and you've learnt on the go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best way though, right?
It's so cool. Like,
it is.
It is so cool, but it's also so stressful.
So stressful, and we just didn't have the time to share our journey, and we feel like now is the time to really talk about what happened. Like, how did we manage that? Look back and reflect, because when you're on that path, you're kicking goals. You're like, and you're putting out fires as well.
Totally.
You know,
lots of fires,
and you're up and down, and to look back and reflect and see where we've come, how we did and share that story is so important to us, and that's where Jen and Jane came from. Yeah. So it's about where
and
we've
I love
come from and
that
where
Instagram.
We're going.
It's, you guys are so funny. Like, so funny. Even your accent sometimes, the way you say things has me giggling. Like, I don't know. Like, you've just got... It's a really fun page to follow. It's lighthearted.
It's really nice, actually. And, like, we've had the sea change. Yeah. We've documented the sea change, us moving. You know, we've been in Sydney for 10 years and then moving down to the South Coast. It's hilarious.
But you guys even document, like, going in the U-Haul and picking up a bed and carrying it off and setting up, like, building walls in your office. Like, you do everything.
Yeah, but you have to.
The amount of messages that I've received that are like, oh, so Jenny, when did you buy cows? I'm like, no, they're not my cows. They're just cows at the back of my garden, you know, because it's on Insta story.
And I love even seeing, like, Betsy gardening in a tutu. Like, that is just you guys.
What? Like,
I know.
Gardens, but of course she gardens.
She looks
with
fabulous.
A Sarah J. Curtis hat on and her chill skirt. I'm like,
Betsy.
But that is your child. Like, you guys are so beautiful.
And it's not like I've prompted that. That's just her.
No.
It's just her little
way. You wouldn't
way.
Be able to prompt Betsy if,
she's
got her own thing going on, and it's really nice to see.
So we do share, like, we went to pick a kitchen for our office and warehouse.
And you didn't
have
a toilet, like, you were weighing
we
in the
still
park.
Don't have,
we still
are.
We're still weighing in the park.
In the toilet. But turning over 600 orders, we're still feeling it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
But yeah, we went into this place and he was like, yeah, like I follow you on Instagram. So which one of you has got the cow? I
was like, oh God.
That is so cool.
So yeah, no, it's fun.
It is and so
it's just,
fun.
It's just everything that's our daily life, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you said it perfectly before. You're like, this is just our life. Like, it doesn't seem like anything, but it is so cool.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So cool. Like, just, like, listening to your story, where you've yeah. come from the hairdressing salon to a such an incredibly yeah. successful business,
yeah.
all the hard work, like, yeah. the pregnancies. Like, you've literally started mum life and business life at the same time, yeah. which are the two most vulnerable yeah. periods yeah. in your life, right? And you've yeah. navigated it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is pretty freaking awesome. It because is. A lot of people say don't get into business with friends and family yeah. and it's dangerous, but yeah. you're proof that yeah. if you have genuine love yeah. Yeah. And similar vision.
We do, and we don't. Everyone asks us if we argue. We've never no. argued.
See, that is so annoying. Like, I'm like, fuck you, why don't you argue? Which is so cool. But I think, like, you, like I keep saying, yourselves, like, you guys are in each other. Like, you know how each other works.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of things as well. Like, if you're in business with someone, you can't think about the money. I think business anyway,
yep.
you can't focus on the money. Yep. And it's never been about that for us. It's been a passion. Like, mm-hmm. we know that this business supports both our families, whatever any of us need, that's just what happens. There's yep. never that talk. And I think that can be friction with people in business. That's not even an issue
for us. We
just do it
because
us.
We love, like, we do genuinely,
it. We love yeah. it.
It stems from a genuine love. And I feel like you can sniff out when people are sometimes in it for the wrong reasons.
The wrong reasons, exactly.
I think as well, what's... like, you know, without being all like, ah. But what's really lovely is Lisa and Tracy are sisters in the UK, and that's how they work as well.
Yeah. You so know, it's come it's, from it's a beautiful... Several,
do you know, so we all have got that understanding. Like, they've got five children between them.
Yeah. So cool.
They're doing, you know, exactly they're, the yeah, thing, they're really. Building, I like this incredible... But we all just understand that, so it's just that...
And it's just it's respect, quite, yeah, I think. It's a unique... There's just that little respect. And
yeah, what we Jenny... just do it because we love it.
We do. And I think when we very quickly grew overnight, we naturally took on roles that we probably wouldn't have allocated ourselves if we'd sat down and spoken about it. It just happened. Mm-hmm. And what Jenny does so incredibly well is she's very good at customer experience and she doesn't get rattled. She deals with people in such a beautiful way, and I think that's what's very, very special about her. And that she's got so many qualities that I guess inspire me as well.
Oh, struck.
No, I'm going to use the whole book. And I feel like you'd probably say the same about Gemma.
Yeah, there's no way I could do what Gemma does. Like, we literally would not have a business if it wasn't for Gemma.
Yeah, but you probably also wouldn't be the women you are today. Like, if you didn't have... not even just birthing her baby, but, like, if you didn't have each other for the, like, what you've been through is a lot. Like, it's been, like, some that would break some people. Yeah. But you've had each other in a way that you've been able to almost use it as, like, fuel to your fire in a way.
Yeah,
like,
I think we've found strength in it rather than damaging any.
You've learned from it, right? Which is so cool. And I don't know. Everyone listening is going to be so jealous of your relationship. But you'll find your person. I feel like everyone's got someone out there. It's just...
Yeah, and I think it's just respecting one another. Yeah. And, you know, putting each other first. I think if you're putting each other first, it just changes things.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have that selfish aspect. So I know that if she's sick, that I've got to do whatever I can to keep this business going and vice versa. So, you know, you have that support, I guess, that
together,
you know, whatever happens, the other one's just gonna pick up and support you.
Yeah, you're the ultimate example of women supporting. I know it's another buzz thing at the moment, but like, women supporting women, it is so important. Yeah. Coming from my background, like, this sounds so cliche, I have seen firsthand how powerful us women can be when we genuinely support, and how toxic and awful it can be when there's not that, or if there's pretend that, like, people are like, oh, I'm so happy for you. How the fuck am I going to do it better than her? Like, people genuinely think.
Yeah,
but it's just, you guys, you know, you're in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Everything you do stems from passion and love and love of each other.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Well, we are family. And
but you weren't always family.
No,
you know?
Wasn't. We wasn't. But I think you just, yeah. And look, sometimes you have to tell each other, like, this one sat here, was laying in a hospital bed on a drip, could not stand up, could not move, and she thought she was going to get on a flight to Europe, Menorca the following day. And Brent, her husband, and like my brother-in-law are looking at each other going, someone needs to tell this girl that it's not happening. And you know, like,
that was your job.
She would have done it, like dragging her drip with her. She would, you know, like,
and could have died. Yeah. She's so not cool. A scary person at all, unless she's telling me to look after myself. She's really scary.
But, you know, like, bless her. So I'm like, nope, you're staying in hospital, change your plan.
I'm like, okay,
and
Jenny.
Then, and that's okay, what happened. Yeah. But, you know, like, you need someone to have your back. And you think that's it. We've got each other's back.
Oh, yeah, you do, which is so cool.
And the guys are... Yeah, the husbands,
very lucky.
Yeah.
Like, fully supportive. Our husbands are incredible, and that's another thing. You know, it could have been hard for them, and yet they've just backed us. They'll text us saying, "Good luck today, girls. I'm so proud of you."
Aww.
And they are. Yeah. We don't have that. Like, we don't have to contend with that. I think that would be something quite
different. And they also love, they're very present dads, aren't they? Yeah. They're happy pick up the pieces and.
We couldn't have done it without those two guys.
We couldn't have, and equally, they supported us. Both of them supported us. My brother lent us the money for the first lot of $2,000 for our first drop of shoes.
That is so cool.
And my husband lent us a bit of money as well. So they supported us when we didn't work. And they, you know, so I think now that we are, they also let us go on this path. And they've helped supported us and let us do what we need to do and what we want to do. Yeah. So,
And it's amazing because they're going on their journey and they've got their own business.
And you're there supporting them.
Yeah.
It's a team effort.
I think it's just we all support each other and do.
We do. And it's not always easy. Like, I don't want to sit here and make it sound like it's always easy. It isn't. You know, we've got 5 kids between us. It's a logistical nightmare at times. Sick kids in the office, you know.
But you said it perfectly at the Bondi Markets. You were like, we were making no money. I'm sure there was a time where your husbands were like,
oh no, they do. One point we talked about,
we gotta pay our mortgage, gotta pay our rent. You know, it's hard. But
it is hard, and we have all the same things that other families have. You know, when you've got kids and business and stuff, there's stress, there's pressure in the family. But I mean, the biggest thing for us was moving out of Sydney and finding a space where, you know, the kids could run free, we could get them outdoors, we could have a bit more of, I don't want to say work-life balance, because I don't think it is that. I think it's work-life integration, but it's making it as easy.
I love that. Work-life balance, that phrase annoys me. I'm like,
what is that?
Yeah, what
like,
is
it? It's about making everything easy for you, your family, your kids, so that you can do what you need to do, be a mum, and also
enjoy your life.
That's what it's all about.
And that looks different for everyone.
Yeah, and so, whatever that is for you, that's okay.
Yeah.
And do it, like, whatever it is.
I love that. Let's end it on that. That's a good way. We've been in your ears for over an hour, but it has been the best ever. And like I said, I'll link everything down below, so go and check out the girls because they're awesome. But thank you so much.
Thank you. You're an absolute babe.
Oh, I love you.
How awesome are they? I'm actually obsessed. Such legends. I'll be back in your ears in 2 weeks. If you're feeling kind, give the potty a rating and a review. And next Sunday on YouTube, we dive into IVF, micropremies, mental health, self-worth, and so much more with the awesome Gretchen Martin. I'll be back here on the podcast in 2 weeks. Peace.